4 days later, Holmes and I were again in the train, bound for Winchester to see the race for the Wessex Cup. Colonel Ross met us by appointment outside the station, and we drove in his drag to the course beyond the town. His face was grave, and his manner was cold in the extreme. "I have seen nothing of my horse," said he.
"I suppose that you would know him when you saw him?"
asked Holmes. The Colonel was very angry.
"I have been on the turf for 20 years, and never was asked such a question as that before," said he. "A child would know Silver Blaze with his white forehead and his mottled-off foreleg."
"How is the betting?"
"Well, that is a curious part of it. You could have got 15-1 yesterday, but the price has become shorter and shorter until you can hardly get 3-1 now."
"Hmm," said Holmes. "Somebody knows something, that is clear." As the drag drew up in the enclosure near the grandstand, I glanced at the card to see the entries. "Wessex Plate," it ran. 50 sovereigns, each half forfeit, with 1,000 sovereigns added for 4- and 5-year-olds. Second, £300. Third, £200. New course, 1 mile and 5 furlongs. 1. Mr. Heath Newton's The Negro, red cap, cinnamon jacket. 2. Colonel Wardlaw's Pugilist, pink cap, blue and black jacket. 3. Lord Backwater's Desborough, yellow cap and sleeves. 4. Colonel Ross's Silver Blaze, black cap, red jacket. 5. Duke of Balmoral's Iris, yellow and black stripes. 6. Lord Singleford's Rasper, purple cap, black sleeves.